But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome back to the Ground Level. Been gone for a little bit here. I'm trying to play a little catch-up with some of the stuff going on here in Washington State, some of the bills that have passed. A lot of corruption that just continues to go on and on. So let's get into it here. And again, welcome back to the Ground Level. Before we really get into it, please continue to like and follow us here at rumble.com. And you can also catch us on Spotify and Apple, pretty much wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate helping us grow. Well, everybody, a lot going on here in Washington State, a lot going on the country right now. The Trump administration, we're starting to see a little bit more of these tariffs starting to get into play. It looks like the dust has settled. You know, the market was doing all this crazy stuff, and it a little bit seemed like things were crashing, and that gave a lot of ammunition to the left and all the mindless that just sit there and freak out anytime something either positive happens, gives them ammunition to freak out. He's a dictator. He's a ruler. Something negative happens, he's the most worst. He's the worst human being on the planet. It just on and on it goes. This isn't nearly as bad as that first round when the system did not like Trump getting in there, but the people clearly spoke, as everybody knows. Most people are just tired of all the chaos that seems to be going on. The state of the country right now is a mess, and we're going to get into Washington State here in a minute, but you know, looking at all the things that are going on with the pushback and the insanity and the carving into Teslas, putting swastikas on the Tesla Corporation building. Whether or not you like the Doge entity and the fact that it's run by Elon Musk, and you know he was appointed essentially to manage this system and report to the president any kind of fraud that gets found. You know that there's an argument to be made about the fact that Elon Musk is a super billionaire. You know, you watched at the last inauguration where people really just flipped quickly. You had Jeff Bezos and Zuckerberg and Elon and all those guys standing on stage with him. The optics are bad. They really are. You know, it's hard for some people to look past the fact that Elon Musk is a billionaire and has probably gotten a lot of kickbacks and subsidiaries for his organization. But then you also look at the product that he's created. And a lot of what he's doing around the globe, it just seems like this relentless, you know, attack on him is, as usual, misguided, misplaced, and manufactured by our media that just knows how to rile people up. It's all in the language. A dictator, he wasn't elected. Well, he can make the same argument. I've said it before about the IRS. The director of the IRS is not elected either. Well, but that's already an established agency. Okay, well, so this is what the argument then becomes, is it an agency or department? And it just goes on and on. People just want to attack and attack and attack instead of stepping back. There's reports that, oh, it was only $1 billion found in fraud. To me, that's hilarious. Well, it was only $15 million. Okay. And then I've already heard now that there's reports that it's looking like by the end of the second quarter, they will have located about $150 billion in fraud and waste. That in itself should just floor everybody. I don't understand where we're at as a nation. It's not my guy. It's this tribalism, this completely split in half. And this is all by design. They're powerful people. You know, nobody likes that conspiracy theory that there's some, you know, shadow government or group, but there really is. You know, it's all about money, and the powerful people want to maintain that. So then here comes Trump into the system. He's not easily bought. He doesn't need their money. He's a shake to their system, and he's applying the same principles to his presidency that he's been saying since 1986, and anybody can see that. You can look up the videos. He's word for word saying the same things about how we as a nation have just been scammed right and left. by special interest, by other countries. We've provided services around the globe, humanitarian aid, military protection, and then we're the one even paying even more. You know, I don't know what's in Trump's mind. Many have read, I've read part of it, and that was 20 years ago that I read part of it, but The Art of the Deal. This man knows how to puff up his chest. He's a Queens, New York guy. He knows how to push weight around. America is still a very strong country in the first world level and on the globe. And a lot of these tariffs things, you know, all the pushback and the yelling in Canada and Canada, give me a fucking break already. I mean, Canada's been a joke my entire life. You know, and that constant nauseating push at, oh my gosh, just like we should do things the way Canada does. We should do, it's always narrative that is slammed down our throats by media, by people who have an agenda. And now it's coming out that actually Canada's medical system is kind of a shit show, has been for a long time. I always find it interesting and kind of jump a little bit off topic here, but I do find it interesting that so many Canadians come to America to make millions of dollars. I mean, what is it? 30% of Hollywood is from Canada. I mean, that just is hilarious to me. Oh, I wonder why that is. Do you not have those opportunities in your country? So you'll come down here and exploit our country and make your millions and then sit there and talk shit about us. I just saw that in the Oval Office when he had the new Prime Minister of Canada there in his office, and he said, you know, we don't need your money. We don't need him. He basically, in a very polite way, it seemed like a very productive conversation, but he was just calling him out. And people of that new president or the new prime minister, and forgive me, I can't remember his name at the moment, but people like him and so many don't know how to respond to somebody that's just direct and to the point. We had lost our way for quite a while of corruption. Through corruption, that DC machine, Republicans and Democrats alike, have just completely screwed us over for at least 40 years. And when there was never any pushback, it just ran away. It just kept going and going and going. And now that system has been halted. It's been kicked over on its tail. And like I said, the dust seems to be settling right now. And now we're perhaps seeing a little bit of production. Now, nobody can predict the future. Hell, a nuclear bomb could drop tomorrow. I mean, that stuff going on right now with India and Pakistan, that's something to definitely keep our eyes on. But Trump just said it perfectly. Let them fight. Why are we getting involved every single time? You will hear Democrats right out of there. I mean, my gosh, it's so infuriating. They'll sit there and say that Republicans are warmongers. And it's always fear, and it's always just trying to get involved in wars. By all accounts, Trump does not want to be in wars with other countries. He's a businessman. He doesn't see value in it. Now, there are a lot of presidents that have, Democrat and Republican. And you have Trump trying to stop these things, but also saying, I'm done getting involved in this. Same thing could be said about Israel. I mean, that is a, you know, thousands of years of history right there. Now, even archaeologically, it's been proven that that land was the Hebrews originally. There was no land of Palestine. This goes way back. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before any Muhammad, before any Palestine. These battles that have been going on, that, you know, Israel is surrounded by people that have blatantly called for the extinction of their people. And, you know, you can take that all the way back to Hitler. I hate even bringing up Hitler anymore. We've all seen the videos. We all know exactly what happened. There's Holocaust deniers, but this constant, the Jews are evil. You know, it's so sickening, the anti-Semitism that has just completely come to the surface on our college campuses, everything. Things are really in a state of disarray at the moment. And I like his approach. He's trying to, he's trying to tone things down. And him, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino, who now is the assistant director of the FBI, I mean, they are going and cleaning house, and it is scaring the shit out of a lot of people. A lot of powerful people that were in the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon and in Congress. Man, they are going through. And if you haven't seen it yet, hop on and watch that video of Kash Patel. And this is a perfect segue into what I'm getting to, the state of Washington. But look at Kash Patel's discussion with Patty Murray. The games, the wordplay games, is so, they have mastered that art. So, you know, she's basically saying, well, you're investigating people that were investigating January 6th? And he says, well, yes, if they broke the law, we're investigating them. If they didn't uphold their constitutional, they didn't stay within the compliance of the constitutional and or the Constitution and their rules, if they're being unethical, if they're breaking laws, yeah. So you're saying those that investigated January 6th are unethical and breaking laws? No, that's not what I said. And Kash Patel was so great. He goes, there's a theme going on right now. You like putting words in my mouth, and I'm not going to tolerate it. And you watch Patty Murray's face, and I've talked about Patty Murray many times on this show. Patty Murray is the poster child of what is disgusting and corrupt about the whole DC machine. She is nauseating to listen to. She's just there to fill a seat and support woke ideology and just be basically Team Blue D. That's it, no matter what. And the same thing can be said about a lot of senators that are Republicans. None of them can see past their next election. That machine, until that really gets crippled, it will continue on, and I think that's why they all, for the most part, hate Trump. Some of the Republicans got smart and said, hey, you know, we better at least kind of align with him, because they saw that the people spoke. But Patty Murray is just disgusting. And this is what I mean by playing word games, wordsmithing, which is just exactly what's going on here now in Washington State. For example, you know, a bill that just passed. And it's funny when how the media reports it, it was House Bill 1217. Okay. See, the word to landlords, everybody assumes that somebody's a landlord. If they, you know, there are massive corporate landlords, and we're going to get to this in a minute about the companies like BlackRock, or, you know, those corporations like BlackRock that I 100% right down to the ground believe they're just glad handing with Bob Ferguson like they did with Jay Inslee. They're all of that same enterprise of just taking care of each other financially forever. So the word that does not sit well with the people is rent control. Didn't like that word. Rent control never goes anywhere. So now, guess what they called it? They just changed that to rent stabilization. That sounds a little softer, doesn't it? I mean, my gosh, it's sickening. And then Bob Ferguson sends out his marching orders to all the media of Washington State, Tacoma News Tribune, Seattle Times, King 5, Cairo, all that. You need to say these words. And we've all seen those videos where they latch, you know, one local media after another across the country and how they're saying verbatim, word for word, the exact same things. I am stunned how many people ignore that. That should just be flooring the population. They should be eyes open now, like, holy cow, because that's exactly what it is. Oh, send out the marching orders. Bob Ferguson is just, he's been rubbing his hands together for 12 years. He wanted this seat, and he got it. There was no surprise. It's no surprise because our voting here is such a corrupt dumpster fire. I mean, it's so disgusting here. You know, you got to, on some of your ballots, depending on if it's a gubernatorial or if it's just a voting for local elections, on your envelopes, you have to declare on your envelope, Democrat or Republican, on the outside of that envelope. Think about that for a minute. You telling me those Republican ballots are making its way? Nope. Even if they do make their way, then you got that person counting it, throws it right in the trash. I mean, and it's all computers, mail-in ballots. This the state of Washington, folks, for those of you who are not here, we are in such a mess right now. And people are begging for the federal government to step in some way. The Supreme Court, the SCOTUS there, has to rule on a lot of these things. And I imagine there, because the 10 magazine thing here in Washington State, the high capacity magazine, the Supreme Court of Washington State, of course, threw that out when people were pushing back. They said that it does not affect the Constitution. So that's one that's finally is on its way to the federal Supreme Court of the United States. These things take so much time. And so many people here in Washington State are truly begging that the federal government sees what governors like Bob Ferguson are doing to really just rule the day over all of our lives. So rent stabilization, they change that word. And they hold these hearings at 2 a.m, 5:30 on a Friday in the middle of rush hour. They're really smooth and tactical about how they get their measures through. Because there's no opposition when people can't get there, because the most of the people that are there are these corpy little Gen Zs or boomers that are retired now, that all wearing that rainbow shirt. They're from the 60s. They just cannot escape that shitty mentality. And not seeing that this really is just about, it's about power. And so that right there, Bob Ferguson gets rent stabilization. He signs it into law after the local legislators passed it. He signs off on it. There was no shock there. And rent stabilization, basically, if I understand correct, what it does is it can raise, or it prohibits landlords from being able to raise their rent more than 10% in a year. And somebody can go, well, that's really not that bad. Yeah, but here's what they can do. They can raise your property taxes. And there are many that are speculating that a lot of this, the more that they continue then to raise your property taxes and you can't increase your rent to balance that out on your tenants, eventually you're going to say, why am I renting out a house? And people that own like a house or maybe even two and are renting them out, a lot of times this is their income. And people can make the argument, well, that shouldn't be a business. Well, that's something to debate. That's something to have that conversation about. The bottom line is it's their property that they worked hard for and it's theirs. But we're not talking about the massive corporations. And I think if you were going to have any so-called rent stabilization, that's who it should be applied to. Not the middle class that saved up 20 years. They had a house that they lived in forever. They bought a new house and now they're keeping this as an investment and they're renting it out. Now, rent stabilization shouldn't apply to them. It's all just constant feel-good bullshit politics. It's always a crisis. Oh my gosh, you want parks, right? You have to have there's a crisis. We need more money for our parks. Well, of course. Oh my gosh, there's a crisis. We need more money for art. We want people to display art because art is so important to our community. That's funny that they do that. And they just spent, without taxpayers knowing, they just spent $20,000. I can't remember I want to say it's in Kent. It's either in Kent or Auburn, Washington. There's a middle school. They got a $20,000 piece of art, which is just absurd. Because you didn't ask the public about that, but they always do that. But yet, isn't it funny that they cut local funding for art in high schools? It's just nonstop corruption, and I'm wondering when people are going to get sick of it. So getting back to the rent stabilization, that passes, and what do you know? Right after that, the media is immediately calling it rent control again. They take their marching orders, they apply it to the news, because that's what people are glued to, And then they just go around and set it right back to what it really was, or call it really what it was. They've passed now a law here in Washington State that's going to require you to get a permit from the state of Washington to purchase a weapon. It's, you know, I don't believe that our founders wrote that Constitution to where you would not be able to understand it, those first 10 Bill of Rights. It's pretty cut and dry. Shall not be infringed. And so, well, then the arguments immediately these days are, well, if I put it down, if I say you can't have a 30-round magazine, you can only have a 10, it didn't say that we couldn't do that. I mean, you know, those words weren't explicit about that. You can still have your weapon. I mean, it's just constantly chipping away at us. And that stupid argument, well, you can't go out and buy an F-14. You know, I'm these half-ass arguments that come out from so many on the left side of the aisle. And it's just spun into chaos. The state of Washington is such a shit show right now. It's all setting these, Bob Ferguson and the state legislators are putting all these chess pieces into play, which will eventually, there's several things that are going on here. The people that get up and leave and say, I'm out of here, I'm done with this, I can't deal with this anymore, I'm leaving, that's what they want. They want free thinkers, critical thinkers to leave. They love that. And they know that there's a lot of them. So if they leave the state, that's just more of their little mindless sheep that they can control through fear tactics. Everything is a crisis. Now, for example, I've talked about this before. Washington State is just great at crying wolf when it comes to natural disasters. We get one occasionally. Mount St. Helens blew up in 1981. The Oso, I think, was that 2014, 2015? The Oso landslide that buried a town. These things are horrific tragedies. You know, the Mount St. Helens, I was a little kid when that happened. So many people have been hurt. But Washington State in itself is a very mild, mild climate. We don't get drastic weather. We don't have multiple earthquakes. We don't have volcanoes that blow up all the... We don't have tornadoes. We don't get hurricanes. And the news around here is relentless with keeping people afraid. They showed, I think it was a couple months ago, they showed the Doppler. And they're showing this, you know, low stream of high pressure that's like, you know, you and I go, low stream of high pressure. What does that mean? Well, that means that if you know, in the perfect situation, violent storms and hurricanes can just completely engulf us here on the West Coast. If you're in Tacoma, Seattle, you're at least 2.5 hours away from the coast on a drive. We did have some high winds. Knocked a couple trees down. Washington State's huge. Knocked a couple trees down. Some power lines are down for a little bit. It was a windy day. It wasn't chaos like they were selling us. And that's what they do, though. They always do that. I remember, I think it was 2014. You can look it up. But it was Joplin, Indiana, I believe it was, when there was a really nasty tornado that came through. You know, Indiana isn't uncommon for them to have tornadoes. And a really bad one went through. And I remember watching the news when that happened there. And the media was all over it. Well, did you know that technically tornadoes can happen here in the Seattle area? If the right set of circumstances were to get... It's like, why are you doing this? It's always to keep people afraid. That whole COVID bullshit that happened. Look at how people reacted. Friends, family, not talking to each other. Name calling. Calling cops. Because a church was having people. I mean, it was so... Jordan Peterson made a great observation the other day. He says, you know, during the Holocaust, everybody who knows about Schindler, everybody wants to believe that if something horrific was going on and that you saw that, everybody wants to believe that they're Schindler. He deep down. And they would step in and do the right thing. COVID's a perfect example right there of what will happen. People will turn on each other. They will rat on each other because they want to be part of that system. They want to be part of the system of science, of intelligence, of knowledge, the elite, the masses. That's what it's really about. People going along with what the public says. You don't want to be considered the outsider. I'll say it right now. Neither myself nor my entire family got one COVID shot. And we were fine the entire time. Mentally, we weren't, because we were having to deal with so many assholes around here. And somebody scoffs when you didn't wear a mask and you're killing people, because that's all the news did, was frighten everybody and make everybody pissed off at each other. There are great business relationships I had. People don't talk to me anymore. It just takes a little bit of critical thinking skills, folks, to see what's going on around here, especially here in Washington State. So here's kind of my cap on what I think is really going on. As I mentioned a moment ago, they don't mind if people of clear thought leave the state. Anybody that asks a question, that's what they don't want. They don't want people to ask questions. Just shut up. Take what we give you. It's the Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Here's your tartar sauce. Productive worker is a happy worker. They want to manipulate everybody around here. For example, I just did an episode a while back about the real ID. It was a lie. But again, our media took their marching orders, scaring everybody. You won't be able to fly to go see your family on in Christmas in New Hampshire next year if you don't have the real ID. It is mandatory for domestic flights. That was a lie. I did a whole episode on it. You can take a look back at that. Please watch it. It's great information. That they want that national ID going. It's a tracking device. And I, again, not going to waste everybody's time with that. Please listen to that entire episode. But that's what Seattle media does around here. It's constant lying. Keep you afraid. Keep you in line. The more afraid people are, the easier they are to control. That's just a fact historically. And it's a sad one, because the power of the people is fantastic. And if communities rose up and really acknowledged what was going on and surrounded that Capitol building in Washington State, not like a January 6th with that whole joke. But I mean, you get 10, 20,000 people that stand around the Capitol in Olympia and just plant themselves there 2-3 days silent. It would send shivers down Bob Ferguson's back. And all those state legislators, city council members, just as a reminder that we are ultimately the ones in control. So getting back to what I was going to say, what they want is they want to control your rent. People will sell their properties then. Corporations will come and swoop them up. And the corporations swoop them up, like BlackRock, for example. A lot of Chinese investors out here, and I mean a lot of them. I happen to be in this real estate industry, and man, oh man, are there a lot of Chinese investors here swooping up properties. Then they work together with the governor. They just passed a law about Washington State not being able to, or actually the federal government, National Guard, any state militias wanting to assist in a crisis, no military could step into the state of Washington without Governor Bob Ferguson's approval, without his approval. That's what just got signed into law. And so then they go, well, that's mirroring Idaho's law as well. Okay, but if we didn't have that law in the books, why now are you doing it? Why are you doing the rent control? Why are you infringing on citizens' right to defend themselves? Outlawing quote-unquote assault weapons, which is just some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard of. You got so many stabbings going on. Not banning knives. More people get killed by drunk drivers. We're not banning cars. And we're not banning cars because that would be stupid. Just like it's stupid to say we're going to... What it is, again, this is another chess move. If they can outgun you, you're no longer a threat. Well, you can you really go up against an F-14? That's not the point. Violent uprising today, if the majority of the people really woke up and snapped out of this shit and went, wait a second, and God forbid something like that ever happened, wouldn't be like the old, 1800s. This would be chaos on the streets. You also have to consider Inslee, Governor Inslee, or former Governor Inslee, and Bob Ferguson, and the releasing of all those insane out of the I think it's called the Bellevue, not Bellevue, it's at Fort Steilacoom. I can't remember the name of the mental hospital right now, but they were shutting that down, releasing people. These woke judges that are George Soros appointments here in Washington State that let people out of jail because of their skin color. They're actually writing into law to where if somebody commits a crime that is black, they're going to have less of a penalty because they're black. The reparations garbage. I mean, it just goes on and on. They're on full throttle dismantling of our state, of what, is a normal routine state of Washington. So this stuff is disturbing what's going on at the moment. It's tough to sift through it all when you're busy, when you work 15 hours a day, and you're only getting little buzz clips from the news about what's going on. All the University of Washington violence that's going on, the pro-Palestine, where the hell are the cops? So they had to finally say something. But you look at all these white 25-year-old liberals that don't understand history at all, but they've been told they're better because they're in college, shelling out $150,000 a year. The chaos is all around us in the state of Washington. And many people are really just waiting for a little glimpse of hope that this stuff's going to turn around back to reality. All these white liberal young students that are sitting there wearing, queers for Palestine. You even just had there's like a drag pop artist now. I can't remember her name, that she's all for it too, free Palestine. And none of them would dare move over there. And maybe some of them don't even know. Palestinians, Muslims, they're not for drag queens and queers and homosexuality and homosexual marriages and all this kind of thing. That is not in their world. But then you have these people supporting them, doing damage to the colleges. It's just crazy what is going on right now. Folks, these are strange times right now. Washington State is a mess. My family and I have even considered about leaving. We've been looking at places like Idaho, Montana, Tennessee, where states seem to still be functioning under the curtains of the Constitution. And it's really hard to explain some of the stuff that's going on here until you're actually living in it. It's in the littlest of things. Driving to the gas station, going to the store, picking up a loaf of bread, you can feel the tension around everybody, everywhere you go. People look angry sitting in their cars, people driving like assholes. The tension is just all around us. Because I suspect so many people just don't know what to do. I don't. I have some answers about what we could do, as far as rising up, asking for some reason again, tear down this corrupt system, which is what we have. But what would you do? They've got everybody afraid because now you're outgunned. You're scarlet lettered as, you know, the opposition, science deniers. You're some hillbilly. You're some, you know, mindless rube. It just, it's all about that. You're on the wrong side of history. And it's frightening out there. It is so frightening. The crime is through the roof in the state of Washington. The drug dealing, the homeless encampments, the burglaries, the break-ins, the car theft, the constant protests in Seattle, University of Washington, the campuses. It just goes on and on and on. And like I said before, I really hope something turns around because, you know, when I was young and on my own, packing up, I've lived in a lot of different states. I can go anywhere. It's tough, though, when you have an entire family that you're supporting and you got to make some really tough decisions. But how are we going to do this if this doesn't change? Governor Bob Ferguson, Senator Patty Murray, city councils of Seattle and Tacoma, they are all in bed with each other. It is just the thickest level of corruption that people either can't see for two reasons. Number one, most of them don't want to see it. They don't want to know. They want to be able to go through their just daily routines, and I just don't want to know. It's not affecting me. It will affect you. Or two, they don't know because they just don't have the time to pay attention. I'm fortunate enough where I can. I can take some time out, really spend a few hours and look at what's going on with all the bills and then look at the big picture of what they're really doing here in the state of Washington. And it ultimately is coming down to control of your lives. And I would even go as far as to suggest that they have completely sold us out in many ways. So I won't say completely, but they have sold us out in a big way to China. We have things like Chinese Reconciliation Park in Tacoma, Washington. That got pushed through with no vote. The public didn't even know. Suddenly it was just getting put up. And there are these Chinese monuments down on Ruston Way in Tacoma, Washington. You should look it up. Everybody, wait, why is that Chinese Reconciliation Park? Somebody like myself asked a question, wait, why is that? Who am I reconciling with? I don't owe anybody anything. And those that wouldn't say anything, it's because they don't want to be called a racist. You're not a racist if you're asking, why are we spending taxpayer money on shit like this in our country? And Patty Murray, Bob Ferguson, and all of them, they make me sick. As a believer in God and Christ, I'm supposed to forgive them and hope that they will eventually turn away from this evil corruption. And that's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to do. I know I'm supposed to do it, but it's difficult to put that into practice when you see so many people's lives becoming more difficult and people living in fear. So in closing, I really hope that the federal government has paid attention. Hats off to Brandy Cruz. She makes a note that the Trump administration has mentioned that we're not forgotten here. I don't know. I mean, Trump, you know, any president, I don't care who it is, you know, we still are a sovereign state. We're the United States, but a president can't just come in and start wielding his law. That's just not the way our Constitution's written, and that's good. You don't want that. But you hope that a lot of these issues that are going on here definitely get brought to the Supreme Court of the United States, because there are clear attempts to turn this into a, for lack of better words, a 1984 here, where they've just got complete control of our lives in Washington State. Everybody, thanks again for listening to The Ground Level. Again, my name is Sean. Please follow us, like our videos here at rumble.com. And you can find us again at Apple and Spotify, basically anywhere you can get your podcasts. And please subscribe. And we will be back within a week. I'm going to have my friend Brian here with me. We got a couple episodes coming up where I've got a guest named Jim and Adam, a couple old military buddies. And we're going to go over some great stuff. So thanks again, everybody.